I believe we watched the rest of The Traitor, which is this reality show that we've been watching. I ended up really liking it. I want to say I'm a fan of reality competition shows. Big Brother, Survivor, now The Traitor. I like them. I don't care how fake they are or how real they are. I enjoy watching them. Oh, Amazing Race. I wonder if Big Fatty has watched The Traitor. Probably not, because I think it's a Paramount Plus original, and I doubt he has Paramount Plus, but maybe he'll say on his show whether he has watched The Traitor. I think he might enjoy it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to say I'm a fan of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Woman, this is that. Episode 3948 of the UFO for Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Big Fatty, I think I heard Daddy Ron's voice. Well, not live. That's on Memorex. Hello, visitors. Big. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, you're visitors today, because y'all, we've got a visitor here. Y'all, it's Daddy Ron. Say hi, Daddy Ron.
Hi, Daddy Ron.
Dear Gassy Big Fatty, he takes our orders well. He does. Ron is here for is it semi-annual or is it triannual or
two or three times a year? Two or three times a year. We'll make it triannual.
Okay, triannual. So we're hitting the first corner on the tri. What is that three-sided cap called? Three-sided cap. Okay.
Yes.
That was a Jeopardy question this week. It's I don't know. It'll come to me. Anyway, Ron is here, and we're having a lovely time, and we're going to tell you all about it when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty! I just love the spirited, happy music we all do. Daddy Ron is here. But before he got here yesterday, now let me think. That would have been Tuesday. We went to supper. The Nip and I went to supper with Olive and one of the gals. We went to the Okra Grill. Ron, you've been to the Okra Grill.
Yes, I have.
It's good.
Delicious.
It is delicious. And I don't know, do you remember what you had when you went?
No.
Okay, great. so much for the restaurant review section. Last night, Big Fatty had the fried poke chop. And y'all, I had that when... who was here? Oh, Holly and KC were here. KC got the fried chicken, and I got the fried poke chop, and he gave me a piece of chicken, and I gave him a poke chop. And he was wishing he had gotten the poke chop. But anyway, I had that with rice and gravy and fried okra. And y'all, it's two giant poke chops, about the size of a large moon pie.
Okay.
You know what a moon pie
is?
Yes,
I do.
Yes, everybody knows what a moon pie is. Yes, we better you have it with a Pepsi Cola. No, you have it with an RC Cola. Oh, RC Martinez makes cola? No. Had a biscuit, and y'all, I asked for the biscuit because I knew I was going to have a poke chop. Fried poke chop biscuit for my brofkas on Wednesday, and y'all, it did. It was delicious. After we got home, y'all, the Nip caught up. Oh, 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 I can't wait. I'm getting railed again on Wednesday night. And I went, well, that's wonderful. And then he remembered we were having supper with Daddy Ron. And he goes, oh, what time is supper? And I told him, and he goes, oh. And he says, oh, well, I'm not getting railed on Wednesday night. I'm getting railed Thursday morning. Oh. And I'm thinking, you know, first of all, you made the first mistake by not getting railed Wednesday night. You're going to have supper with Daddy Ron on Friday. And so that's the first mistake. Second mistake is you're getting railed on Thursday morning after you eat Italian food on Wednesday night. No, that is not a good combination. And then he wrote back, oh, it's changed again. I'm getting railed on Saturday. And I said, thank you for calling. I just watched the TV machine. I caught up on some programs. Nothing of intro. Oh, I did watch that Next Level Chef. I don't know if you watched that, no, Ron. No. It's actually pretty good.
I can't stand Gordon Ramsay.
It's that Gordon Ramsay, but there's two other chefs also, and it's an interesting concept. If you haven't seen it, you know, Crooked Hat, who was at the beginning of today's little show, he loves the quiz programs, the reality quiz programs. Yes, so I don't know if he watches that or not. Maybe he'll say so on his little show. Anyway, Big Fatty, he doesn't listen to this. He'll never hear you ask that question. Well, that's true, too. Anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I crawled into the love chamber a little after 9, and I was out, and y'all, the next thing I knew, I'm getting a textimonium, the flight is on time, and I went, oh, what time is it? And y'all, as we all know, Miss Gail King waits for no one, and she didn't wait for Big Fatty this morning either. I don't know why I was just... I wasn't up and at them, but thanks to Daddy Ron, I was up and at them. And we've got a testimonium here. Oh, it's from young Ryan. We'll answer him in a few moments. Let's see what was I saying about that. So y'all, I got up and had my poke chop biscuit for breakfast. And went out, y'all, did an abbreviated nipple walk just around the streets of Fat Acres. And y'all, as soon as I got back in the villa, y'all, I get another testimonium that said,
the eagle has landed.
Big Fatty, I didn't know he flew on an eagle. Well, evidently Southwest was overbooked, so he flew on an eagle. And Ron, did you have a nice drive to the gate?
Yes, we drove the last 25 miles on the plane.
Oh, that's...
Taxied like I've never seen taxi.
Y'all, there's one thing about Charleston. If you land towards the terminal, it's a quick jaunt over to the gates. If you land away from the terminal, it is an interminable amount of time to get to the terminal. And that's neither here nor there. Which, by the way, Digger wants to know if it's not here nor there, where is it? And I almost said Uranus, but I didn't. I hopped in old Ruby Red, and y'all, I'm still in my walking shoes. And Big Fatty, you didn't have anything else on? Well, I had on my shorts and a sweatshirt.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Daddy Ron picked up his valise. I picked him up on Big Fatty. Did he look like a hooker standing out? He did look like a hooker standing on the sidewalk. And y'all, he threw his valise in the back of Ruby Red, and we came back here to the villa and piddled around. I'll let you pick it up from there, because y'all, I went to get a share, and Daddy Ron was unpacking, and you take it from there.
Well, and there was a knock at the door.
Oh, Big Fatty, I told you he was a hooker.
And lo and behold, the nip had come.
Oh, well.
So we waited around.
You better do better than that. So, you're going to be a hooker.
So, yeah, really. So anyway, we piddled around and waited till Fatty got done with his shower. And then off to the Von's East.
Oh, Big Fatty, we were off to the Von's East. But before we got to the Von's East,
what the hell happened?
We washed Ruby Red.
Oh, how could I forget?
I mean, y'all, it was like Ruby Red was getting railed. there was a splooge everywhere. Big Fatty, please, and quite the blowjob there at the end.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, Big Fatty, almost made your tires shine. We hear it, y'all, as a new on hump day, went to the Von's East. We got there, Daddy Ron got his cot, the Nip got a little basket, y'all, it was like he was little Red Riding Hood, walking around the store, they had the good all free and clear detergent. I didn't need it, but y'all, when it's buy one, get one free, I always get at least one, so I got that. Y'all got me some deep dish pie shells. I'm going to make a quiche. More on that a little bit later. Picked up some shredded sharp cheese. I need that for the quiche. Big Fatty, Lurie Warbucks, excited. It's true, and the cheese is on sale, too. Y'all, they had the good black jewel popcorn, microwave popcorn. On sale, so I picked up a couple of boxes of that. I really like that. Y'all, I picked up my Anniversarium Salsa Bouquet. Big Fatty, was it racist? No, not racist. No, it was salsa. It's just... Y'all, they had the good solid kits on sale, so I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Brillo sponges. Buy one, get one free, so I got a package of those. Picked up a thing of... the Von's East strawberry cream cheese. They had the good Land O'Lakes butter. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. They had the good crushed tomatoes that I like on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got that. They picked up a package of those English muffins that they have there in the dairy case. Those are the fancy smancy ones. Got one of those. Y'all, I got, instead of ginger snaps, I got lemon snaps. To dip in the cream cheese, strawberry cream cheese. Y'all, they had the good nuts on sale. Y'all, I thought I was getting the honey roasted Virginia peanuts, and I ended up getting the salted ones. So, you know, that's okay, too. Y'all, they had the good honey bunches of oats on cereal on sale. Got that. Y'all, they had the pork loin on sale, plus I had a coupon for that, and y'all, they had the dishwasher detergent on sale, plus I had a coupon for that. Big Fatty, you don't even wash the dishes. Well, anyway, so y'all, I spent $57.10, but I saved $54.69. Big Fatty, Daddy Ron, how much you spend?
$51 and change, and I got no idea how much.
Oh, well, you got the senior citizens discount. Yeah, Gussie. Daddy Ron, what did you buy? You because you're making your famous I call it Texas Tejas chili, but I don't know what you call it.
Chili.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, I got cube beef and ground beef and tomatoes and.
Canned tomatoes.
Yes. And we got Caesar salad mix. We got some baguettes to make croutons with.
Y'all homemade croutons, they are delicious.
So anyway, we'll have chili and we'll have some...
Fixins.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have a surprise dessert.
Oh, y'all, I was told that there would be a knock at my door. Big Fatty, did you clean out? No, not that door. So y'all evidently maybe the Mr. Zip code is going to bring Mr. Zippy, I think is his name, or is it Mr. Zip? I don't know. Doesn't matter, Big Fatty. Moving along, Big Fatty. I don't even know what happened to my mouth just then. I don't either. But y'all, evidently, some kind of special dessert. He lives up there near Amish country. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I'm sure it'll probably be an Amish strudel. I don't know what an Amish strudel is, but I'm sure it doesn't require any electricity to make it. So anyway, I'm excited to find out what the...
We can tell them more after we receive it.
Yes. Now, does this need to be papayed in any way?
Maybe warmed a little bit.
Okay. Okay, Big Fatty, it might be a strudel. Well, it could be. But anyway, Ron, so far... Oh, and then we got back here to the house, and I made my ham solid.
Damn.
And Ron was a little, not hesitant, but you were...
Apprehensive.
Apprehensive, because, you know, I do not use the mayonnaise. And would you like to give your...
It was surprisingly really good. It was on... He put it on rye bread and Swiss cheese on it and then toasted it a bit, grilled it, if you will.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious.
Yes, and... Ron says that the Haunt Cub would love to try my ham solid. He's just chomping at the bit to try it. Maybe not. But anyway, maybe not. Okay. After that, the nip came. Oh, he went to the grocery store with us too, y'all. You know, he was Little Red Riding Hood with his basket, and then he was struggling. He had to put his little basket on the bottom of my cart because it was so damn heavy.
So, he did have it full.
He had it full. He should have had his own basket. But anyway, well, be ready. Got dropped him off, got back here, had our little sandwich, and then Big Fatty needed a nipper nap. And Daddy Ron, I don't know what you did. Big Fatty, he probably touched himself after eating that. Well, anyway, what did you do?
I just did a little bit of work. Oh, by the way, the Honk Cub would not like the ham salad because he doesn't like ham.
Oh.
Not because of the way it tastes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I didn't mask the taste of ham.
What's the point if you mask the taste of ham and ham?
Well, that's what I say when you make it with the mayonnaise. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been our day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Daddy Ron, want to give them a little preview of what our hump day night plans are?
We're going to an Italian restaurant.
Italian Mussolini spaghetti restaurant with?
With Vader and the Dawn.
Oh, yes, and Big Betty the Nip. Well, it can't all be perfect. Well, anyway. But we'll tell you about our Italian supper on Top Molly's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old Cricket Hat. Y'all, he's a piece of work, isn't he? The Cricket Hat, just out of curiosity, what is one thing you never mention on your show?
I want to say I'm a fan of Big Fatty.
Oh, well, no, we're quite aware. Unsubscribe, best way.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.